what you're conserving when you call your rivals names. Certainly not human decency, despite your spurious claims. And what are you conserving by rolling back regulations meant to curtail pollution, except your business relations? And what are you conserving by denying the climate's changing? You can still make tons of money with a little portfolio rearranging. Start putting your money in making things better. You can't conserve the past. We've been raping the earth since we got here. How long do you think that can last? And what are your uncaring sons conserving by killing rhinos for fun? Certainly not the animal kingdom, which every day is closer to done. And what did you conserve with how many buildings you own? Only some money by cheating contractors and lying to get a loan. And what are you conserving by making life harder for farmers, or falling for the flattery of insincere despot charmers? In fact, I can't think of anything you're conserving that's good for us. With your runaway ego to save some face, you throw the whole nation under the bus. I have to admit that I don't really get it. I think maybe it's a misnomer. You're no more a conservative than Einstein is a Gomer. Not that liberal is any better as far as labels go. They only want the best for everyone. Shouldn't that just be so? A liberal's not a libertarian or a socialist as far as I know. And both sides can be pretty contrarian, and that's why we're moving so slow. The only way to make progress is by electing those that want it.
Hey, maybe that's what conservative means. They don't, and they're happy to flaunt it.